الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. نماز قد بس شام ايت كذا. We were reading in this kitab of the value of sunnats, that even in business, modern science has proven what we have been taught in the hadith, how to do business. And in that, we will just again revise that hadith of Hazrat Muaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of business people are those that when they speak the truth. And when amanat is kept by them, they keep it properly, they don't make any khiyanat, they are not disloyal in that. And when they promise, they fulfill their promise. And when they sell something, then they don't praise it over the limit. And when they buy something, they pay the price and they don't delay in the payment. And if somebody is owing them, then they don't press that person and make it hard on that person. Those are the business principles in one hadith. In other hadith also it comes, if there is some fault in the product, then make it known to the buyer that this product has got this fault. So all these years, today, the West have taken all these principles. And on that, they are progressing. And we, unfortunately, we go around in our own areas, you'll find so many Jewish shops, and there is a big board that any goods bought and returned again will be accepted gladly, and you will be refunded fully. And how many Muslim people shop, you will see a big board that goods one bought will never be, they are not again acceptable, they are not returnable again. So we are going totally against our own teachings. And they have taken the teachings of our Nabi, they also study our deen very, very thoroughly. And they have taken all these points, and on that they are progressing. Further on that, he writes, علمائے کرام اور مفسرین نے احادیث کے حوالے سے یہ بات لکھی ہے کہ غلام اور ملازم کو معاف کیا جائے. That the ulama and the mufassirin have written, taking from the hadith, that your slave and your worker, will forgive them. Whatever mistakes they make, overlook, forgive them. In fact, with Hazrat, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, Hazrat Anas was in his khidmat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu for 10 years when he was a small boy. And a small boy definitely will forget many times you tell him do this, he doesn't do it. And he's playful, he'll do so many things which are not correct. But he says himself later in his life that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never asked me, why didn't you do this or why did you do this? Or he never showed any sign of displeasure towards me. That was what a small boy. So with our workers, we are taught that we should forgive them and overlook them. Uske har kaam mein riayat ki jaye, and in all his work, we should consider him, make his task easy, make his work easy for him. For example, he comes from far, allow him to come half an hour later, don't be hard on him. He has to go far back home, you allow him to go half an hour earlier, etc. Uske har kaam ko tokne ke bajaye uski tahseen aur daad di jave. Instead of scolding him, reprimanding him on everything of his, praise him. For whatever good he does, always praise him. Kya hum aisa karte hain? Do we do this in our way? Hum apne mulazimin ko daad ya tahseen ke alfaz se nawazte hain. Our workers, do we praise them? Are we kind and good to them? Halanke Europe ne ye tariqa istemal kiya, this teaching of our deen, the people of Europe, they have taken this on, azmaya, they tested it, aur kamyab ho gaye, and they became successful. Kuch tawajjuh farmaye aur gaur se aage padhe, pay some attention and read what is written in front. There is one instance he writes, one, ek gram satayish aur ek kilo sarzanish. That 1 gram of praise and a whole kilo of always taking to task. That is how our attitude. We never ever, hardly ever praise, whereas it should be the opposite. Our praising should be more than what we take our workers to task. A company jiska nafa tezi se maal tayyar karne ka par mauquf tha. A certain company that on their profits was dependent, that they must do large production of their products. Hairan thi ke wo hasbe zarurat maal tayyar karne se aajiz thi. But this company was shocked that they could not produce the products or what they had to produce, how much they had to produce. Halaki uski machinery aur saaz wa saman bilkul naya tha. They had the best of the latest equipment, machinery, etc. Afsar par afsar badle jaate the. They changed manager after manager. So because they're not getting their product which they wanted, their production. Lekin maal ki tayyari mein khatir kha izafa nahi ho raha tha. But in spite of all this, the latest technology, the best of managers, changing them all the time, but they were not getting their production which they wanted. Harkar company ke sadar ne kaam ki mahirin engineer ki khidmat haasil ki hai. Seeing that they lost, they were totally in a loss. So the manager of the company, the director, he employed the services of expert engineers, that they should come and find out why we got the best machinery, we are doing our best, but we can't produce what production we are supposed to get. We're not getting that production. Taki wo surat hal ka jaiza lekar munasib mashura de, so that he can study our situation and then give us advice. Usne bahut jald malum kar liya ke company saaz o saman aur behtar se behtar machinery par bahut zor de rahi hai. Very quick he made out that the company is putting lot of stress on the best of machinery, the material, the machinery. They are putting lot of stress on that. Us bare mein malumat qaumi tijarat ke risalon se bhi hasil ki ja sakti hai. And there are lot of magazines with regard to this for business people, how to improve their production, all that. That all also they studied and they were fully geared up with that. Uski tawajjuh un logo ki taraf nahi thi jo machino ko chalate aur saaz o saman ko istemal karte hai. But their attention was not to the people operating the machines. Their attention was on the machinery all the time, but not on the people operating their machines and how are they operating them. Dan dapat ke bawajood kaam mein tarakki nahi ho rahi thi. In spite of always shouting at them, and which is industrial language, swearing at the workers all the time, in spite of all that, they were not getting their results. Mahir kargardi ne sadar se kaha experienced and professional engineers, they said to the manager, the director of the company, kaha ke amle ko barhane ya badalne ki zarurat nahi hai. There is no need to increase your servicemen or to change them. That is quite in its place, it's all right. Zarurat sirf is baat ki hai ke aap karkunan ki himmat afzai kare. All what is required is give them encouragement, your workers. Praise them, give them encouragement. That is what is required. Aur inke kaam ko sarha kare. Praise them for their work. Aap har shobe ke in charge ke saath shukriya ada karte rahe. Every person who is in charge of whichever department, keep on thanking him for his work. Aur wo afsar aapke sulook aur radde amal se apne amle ki tareef kare. And that officer, seeing that you are praising him, he will in turn praise his workers, those who are under him. He will be thankful, praise them aur inke kaam sarhata aur fardan har karkun ke peeth thapakta rahe. And in this way you also praise every officer and pat him on his back for his work, and he will in turn do that to those who are under him. To mera khayal hai ke maal zyada taiyar hone lagega. He said, then this is my advice and my opinion. You're going to get good production if you do this. You got the best of technology, the best of machinery, the best of goods, but your workers, how you treat your workers, he found fault in them. Usko har karkun mein aisi koi na koi baat talash karne ki koshish karni chahiye ke karkun ki himmat barhti rahe. And this is the work of the manager, the director, and in turn the people who are working under the officers, that they look for such points in their workers which are worthy of praise and praise them. Everyone has got Unfortunately, our nature is to look for fault. But what it should be? To look for the good of people. We see our own good. And we want everyone to see our good. And we don't see the good of other people. That is a big, big problem. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum stresses so much on this point that today with our children also, he says the only way to get them online is praise them for the good what they are doing. Whatever good, and don't reprimand. But our nature is to shout, to reprimand them all the time. See, even Muhammad understands. He's looking at his father and he's smiling. So that is the way today to always praise and not to find fault. Usne muskurate hue apni briefcase se ek khubsurat poster nikala. Then that professional they hired to check this, he smiled and he took out one poster from his briefcase. Aur usko aage barhate hue kaha ki isko har shobe ke incharge ki mez par laga hua hona chahiye. This poster must be on every person who is in charge, a manager, whichever department, this poster should be on his table. Ek gram himmat afzai, ek kilo sarjani se zyada wazandar hoti hai. That 1 gram of encouragement and is much more better than a kilo of finding fault and reprimanding all the time. Today, if we have to see, in all our businesses generally, a worker gets called up in the office, when will he be ever praised for that? He is called up, then he knows, I've got a problem, I'm going to be fired, I'm going to be taken to task, I didn't do this right, I didn't do that right. But unfortunately, using the word unfortunately correctly or not, but in the non-Muslim companies, it's quite common that they call their workers, give them promotion. You did this work very good, promotion for you. You did this, we are going to compensate you, build a house for you. We're doing this for you, we're doing that for you. Unfortunately, that is in the non-Muslim companies. And whereas this is 100% Islamic teaching. But as Muslims, it's not in us. Firstly, we have limited our deen only to namaz, roza, hajj little bit, give zakat. And more than that, we don't think our deen is not further than that. Whereas our deen is a complete way of life. Our business and everything is our deen. Sadr ne is mashore par amal kiya. The director made amal on this advice. To usko ye dekh kar hairat and ghaz masarrat hui ke kaam ki miqdar roz baroz barne lagi hai. He was completely shocked, surprised, very pleasantly, and he saw that his production is every day, it is just increasing all the time. Aur ye haqeeqat wazi ho gayi ke himmat afzai taan aur tashni aur jabr aur beekh ke se zyada muthir hoti hai. And it became, this reality became manifest and open on him, that to encourage, to praise is much, much more better than finding fault and reprimanding all the time. Is naye tarz amal se karkunan mein bhi ta'awun ko tarakki hui. By this new system that he introduced, even the workers, they started helping one another, vying with one another. Har karkun dusre par sabqat le jane ki koshish karta tha. Every worker tried to be better than the other worker. Taaki zyada se zyada sataish ka mustahik thehre, so that he can get more praises. Qadar afzai karna aur himmat barhana bhi ek fun hai. And how to praise and encourage a person, this is also one art on its own. And this also has to be learned. On one occasion when we had a jalsa here in the Darul Ulooms, we were eating in the mess, and one of the persons who worked quite a bit in the jalsa, and Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib Damat Barakatum was also there, he was eating with us. So I told that worker, you must have got very tired, you worked very hard. So Allama Khalid said, just that few words of yours has taken all of his stress off him and his tension. In other words, you recognize my work, you appreciate what I was doing, you realized I was working hard, the person appreciates it. But what we'll find, that person, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, that wasn't right. Praise doesn't come in, and thankfulness and appreciation, unfortunately, is not within us. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. A person who is not thankful to mankind will not be able to be thankful to Allah. And it is our pride also that we don't want to be thankful to mankind, to tell the wife, جَزَاكَ اللَّهِ. We feel it below our dignity. below our position. She prepared food. She what and what doesn't she do? But even if once in a lifetime we told her Jazakallah for what you have done. And the amount of fault we find, that is unlimited. And there is no doubt. Learn to thank her, appreciate, and see how much of Allah giving you contentment in your heart, and how you will feel happy. And you'll be so happy in your house, with your wife, with your children, with everyone. But this, and Allah Ta'ala Himself says, قَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few of my servants are thankful. And whatever is little, that is very, very appreciated. Like, for example, salt is so cheap, and it is in so much abundance. But if it has to come on the news that there is going to be a shortage of salt within a week, there won't be salt anymore. See how all that salt will get sold out, and how valuable and how cherished salt will be. If wherever you can get salt. Many of us don't know those days when there were, what do they call it, when there was shortage of goods and you couldn't get goods. Ration. The days when there was ration, you couldn't get sugar, it wasn't easily available, oil was not available. Wherever that little you could get of that, people appreciated it so much. So shukr is ration, very little. And where it is, and Allah loves that person who makes shukr. And just by making shukr, Allah will make you His wali. That you are amongst those few who are doing this rare commodity, and Allah will pull you towards Him. In another ayat, Allah says, قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Very little it is that you make shukr. So may Allah bless us with this quality and learn how to be thankful to people. Baz logon mein ye salahiyat dusron se zyada hoti hai. Some people are blessed with this quality more than others. Jaise baz log musiqi, shayari aur insha, parwazi wagaira mein dusron se zyada mumtaz hote hain. Just like in other arts and professions, there are people who are blessed with that quality better than other people. میں ایسے آدمیوں کو جانتا ہوں جو صرف تعریف اور قدردانی کے بھوکے ہوتے ہیں. He says, I know people, and this is about almost every person, who are hungry and thirsty for praises and for appreciation. And when just that little is appreciated, and just you praise that person a little, that person is hungry for it. A woman, especially a wife, a housewife, normally she doesn't fill her stomach with food. But she cooked and you just told, very nice, mashallah. Appreciated, that fills her stomach. It fills her mind, it fills her heart, it fills her stomach. But when we, no matter how well she cooks and we don't appreciate it, then she is upset, she is sad. And any person, and you can make out easily when a person wants praise, how he will approach you, etc., you can make out easily. So they, especially when it comes a bit on the higher level, a person has to be careful. If he praises the person too much, it will go to his head, and he will become conceited, etc. So that also a person, but normally ordinary people, just with praises, you get lot out of them. پھر تعریف سے کون نہیں خوش ہوتا. Who is that person who doesn't become happy when he is praised? There is also another very important thing, that we mustn't do things for praise, that people must praise us. But if people praise us, that does not destroy our amal. There is a great nadani, a great immaturity in people, that when people praise us, oh, all my amal are destroyed, why you praise me? And they understand that hadith, that when somebody praises you, throw sand in his mouth. That is, in other words, stop him, don't let him praise you. This our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum explains, is for people who are weak in iman. That just little praise and it will go to their head. For such people, don't praise them. But those people who are strong in iman, there is another hadith, مَمْ مُدِحَ فِي وَجْهٍ, a person who is praised in his face, رَبَتْ إِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِهِ, iman grows in his heart. He immediately realizes, it's not my Allah's fazal, Allah gave me this tawfiq. So his iman grows in his heart by him turning to Allah Ta'ala. So we must do things with sincerity, only for Allah's pleasure. Now we shouldn't wait for, if we say that people don't appreciate, that means we did it for appreciation. We shouldn't expect any thanks, any appreciation. It's the duty of other people to be thankful. You did something for them, you helped them out, they must be thankful, that's their duty. But your faraz is not to expect it. You must know, now when they do praise you, thank you, then you must make shukr to Allah. Don't take that praise for yourself. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So by other people praising you, your amal cannot get destroyed, your iman, you yourself are responsible for your amal. If you are doing it that people must praise me, people must look up at me, then then there is no value to that. But if you did it for Allah's pleasure, and now people are praising you, no harm to that. That's their duty also. And don't let it go to your head. Don't think that I'm worthy of this. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Make shukr to your parents. They taught you these things. Your ustad, your sheikh, whoever taught you, make shukr to that. It is them that I've got these qualities. Otherwise, where I should never have been in this position. मैंने एक इमाम साहब को देखा उनकी आंखों में मोहर है ड्राफ्ट के जो चमक है मैंने किसी की आंख में नहीं देखी. He says I saw one imam sahab of a masjid and in his eyes the shine of love and welcoming a person. He said I didn't see that in anyone else, just in his eyes how he won over people. उनकी मुस्कराहट और मुसाफहा में भी वही गर्म जोशी होती थी. And in his smile and he's shaking hands also, it was very warm. He smiled. Many people, you see, clearly it's a plastic smile. Just forcing a smile. It hasn't got any connection with their heart, with their feelings. It's totally just a plastic smile. But his was a genuine, that smile, and the warmth with which he used to meet people. Jo kisi ke haaton mein bhi nahi dikhai deti thi. And he said that how he shook hands with people, that also you didn't find in other people. Mumkin hai ke bahut se log unki masjid mein usi gharz se aate ho ke wo unki khush akhlaqi aur har shakhs par unki zaati tawajjuh se mutasir ho. He says, I think it's my opinion that many people should come make namaz in his masjid just because of this akhlaq and character of his. That he used to give everyone special attention, so shake hands with them, ask them about their condition. So he says, I think many people just for this should come to his masjid to make namaz. ऐसी सूरत में भी वो मजहबी इज्तिमा से कुछ न कुछ बरकत लेकर ही लौटते हैं. He says, even if the people just came for his smile, for his handshake, and for his personal attention, but coming to a center of hidayat, a masjid, they definitely will take something with them and go. In this way, he attracted people to come to the masjid and to come to his masjid. So these are great, great qualities which we should strive for. To be thankful and our workers to be kind. If we read about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he with his khadims, with his sahaba. In fact, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced and said that nobody must bring any fault of any sahabi of me to me. That when I meet him, I like to meet him with an open heart. I don't want to have it, oh, this is that person who did this, or who said this, I don't want that in me. How much Huzur sallallahu, that is how he won everyone over. And not only everyone, till today, 1400 years, there is no deen that kept such a long time, and so strong, and in the whole world, whatever nationality, whatever profession, whoever it can be, everyone is impressed by Nabi Kareem sir. And how many non-Muslims who haven't accepted Islam, but they are totally impressed by the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that akhlaq, we should bring in us. We haven't got it in our personal lives, in our homes, in our workplace. All that has to come. And Islam is this total way of life. If we bring that, we will see the great benefits of it. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Yeah, very valuable advices of how a murid should stay with his peer about tasawwuf, etc. We read previously about Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah alayh, but that was not for everyone to understand and to appreciate. This is much more easier, the sayings of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pertab Gari rahmatullah. And together with that, to make it more easier for us, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum has given explanations. A few of the previous malfuzat, in fact, they were all in poem form. Ye mehraj e muhabbat hai, ye ajaz e muhabbat hai, hazar o zakhm khakar muskurana shadma rehna. That a person, this is the limit, the height of of love. And this is the miracle of love, that though you are hurt so much, you are still smiling. When there is true love between even husband and wife, and the one hurts the other, but there is true love, that person is still smiling. So Hazrat says, this is how it should be with a sheikh. When there is true love with the sheikh, even if the sheikh reprimands you, even if he, for your tarbiyat, he humiliates you, he insults you in front of everyone, that you are still happy. That my sheikh, for my guidance, he has done this in order to cut me down to size, whatever it want to may be. Ye irfani muhabbat hai, ye burhani muhabbat hai, ke sultani jahan ho kar bhi be naam o nisha rehna. This is the sign, this is the recognition of love, and this is the proof of love, that Allah makes you famous in the whole world, but you live such a way that you are just humble, that I am a nothing whatsoever. The whole world praises you, but it doesn't go to your head in any way whatsoever. You still maintain your humbleness in every way. And the opposite of this, just little bit praises, and now your wife doesn't respect you, she doesn't, now you start fighting with her. Because everyone else is giving me so much man, is giving me so much respect, and you don't recognize your children or whoever it is, that yeah, people locally don't realize who I am. Go and see outside how the people, all that, you don't perhaps say it, it's in your heart, it's in your mind. No, the sign of the true love of Allah is that you become more humble in front of Allah Ta'ala. And whatever anyone does a little bit for you, you appreciate it also all the time. یہی ضبط محبت ہے یہی شرط محبت ہے تڑپنا رات دن اور پھر بھی بے آہ و فغا رہنا. This is the great control of this love. This is the condition of love, that you are crying in your heart, but outside not one tear is coming. That you are worried about the whole ummat. What's the condition of the ummat? But if they see you outwardly, you are smiling. You are just, you are normal, there is nothing. But in your heart, you are crying. And the real thing is what is in the heart. That desire what is in the heart. And Allah looks, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ. And in one riwayat, وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَعْمَالِكُمْ وَلَاكِي يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah looks at your heart all the time. What is in your heart? Allah doesn't look at your outside. In one narration it comes, He doesn't look at your amal also. He's seeing what is in your heart. What is in the heart, that is important. So these great people, they outwardly they don't show anything. And in fact there is one group of Sufis which are called Qalandar. Qalandar are those Sufis that you won't see a tasbih also in their hand. You won't see them making any great ibadat. But for one moment their heart is not unmindful of Allah. They are all the time in contact with Allah Ta'ala. Whether they are with their wives, they with their friends, they are eating, whatever, they are in full contact with Allah. Outwardly, you don't see any great ibadat of them. And they've got a great, great position by Allah Ta'ala. Further, جو خوش قسمت ہے ان کو ہی ملا کرتی ہے یہ دولت بفیض عشق صحرا میں بھی بن کر گلستہ رہنا. Those people who are fortunate, it is only they who get this great treasure, whom Allah chooses, whom Allah loves, and then Allah puts this treasure into their heart. What is that? That by the barakat of love of Allah Ta'ala, they are in the deserts, but they are living like they're in gardens, in beautiful orchards they are. The explanation, is sher mein ye hidayat mili hai ki muhabbat ki daulat khush qismat logo ko ata hoti hai. That we learn from this poem, that the love of Allah, only those people are blessed with it who are fortunate. Whom Allah Ta'ala loves, He puts His love into those people's heart. Otherwise, there are many people who whole life, they how lot of ibadat they do, but like a dry stick. There is no sign of any love in that. They do a lot, they get up, the mujahada also they make lot. The hajjud also they will make lot. Lot of ibadat they will do, but just like a dry stick. Nobody loves a dry stick. And those with love of Allah Ta'ala, though their ibadat may be comparatively very little, but they have got great, much more greater position by Allah Ta'ala. So those who are blessed with this love of Allah, aur uski barkat se sehra mein bhi, wo lutf-e gulista, that though they are in deserts, they are getting the great enjoyments of beautiful gardens and orchards. یعنی نہ موافق حالت میں اور ناگوار احوال میں بھی گلستہ کے راہ کی طرح جام تسلیم و رضا سے خندہ و شادہ و فرحہ و غزل خواہ رہتے ہیں. This is the great Urdu literature also of our Shaykh, how he explains that these people, even when things are not in their favor, things are going, now you met up with an accident, now you got that problem on your head, now your one son, your child has to go to doctor, he is hospitalized for a week, 2 weeks, all in these conditions, but that love of Allah, even in these conditions, inside they are happy. They do feel all this, they are human beings. They will have the feeling, but they won't go out of the head. Today, just little bit something, Allah save us all. Our income gets closed, we lose our job, our business gets closed or something. See what's the condition. One beautiful writing, that the time when the munafiqs put that false accusation on Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi writes, on such an occasion, how many people of this world, they slaughtered the wife, or they shot her with how many bullets and killed her, just on that accusation. Or that wife went and committed suicide, that this accusation on me, and she committed suicide. But look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu, what a test Allah had put him through. What a test, but how he went through it. So we have to learn from the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Nabi said, so when these conditions come on a person which are not, which are against his desires, at that time a person, and this is very important, this love of Allah has to be created before conditions come. Many people, when problems come, then they want to become bayat. And now the bayat also is really only to take away that problems. But a person who had developed truly the love of Allah, when that conditions also come, it's a storm in a cup. It doesn't affect them so much. Their heads are always above the water. All the water can be coming, the flood water of what problems from all sides, the head is above. But if you didn't develop that love of Allah, the little trickle of water, and it's over your head. And now you don't know how to handle it. It's gone beyond your control. You don't know what to do. Therefore, very, very fortunate are those people who develop truly the love of Allah. No matter what conditions come in this world, they go through it very successful and they don't have any problem in those things. Tere jaam-e muhabbat ka ye ek adna karishma hai. Sar-e-dar-e aashiqo ka mast hokar nagma kha rehna. What a beautiful poem. To drink of the wine of your love, to drink one cup of the love of Allah Ta'ala, the lowest effect of this wonderful love of Allah, the lowest effect of it is, Saridari Ashiko ka must hokar, that those people who are the great lovers of Allah, no matter what conditions come on them, they still happy, they still smiling. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his son Ibrahim passed away. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him. When tears came out of the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one Bedouin sahaba said, you cry for people who have passed away? In other words, that you have got, you got feeling for people. This is a thing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what must I do if Allah has put a stone in your bosom? If you haven't got a heart, you got a stone. What feeling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept on kissing the child, burying the child with his own hand. Was it something easy? What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go through? His two young daughters married to Hazrat Usman, in their young ages, they passed away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seeing to everything, burying them with his own hand also. So this is that when a person has got that love of Allah Ta'ala, then these conditions can come. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still smiling also. What's passing on the heart, only Allah knows. Nobody else can know what was passing on the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they slandered Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what was passing on the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But outwardly, still care. So this is that once a person has this love of Allah ta'ala, all these conditions can come, but you will be still composed. You will be still intact, in control. Otherwise you hear people swearing, becoming vulgar, small, small things, and they forget who they are. That I'm an ummati, they forget their names. I got a Muslim name. I'm a ummati, I'm a murid of so and so. I make namaz in a masjid of so many, all those things we forget. And that anger, how it overtakes us, and we forget everything. But with the love of Allah, no matter what conditions come, you will remain composed. Dost ki janib se jo pahunche bala, wo bala hargiz nahi, wo hai karam. From your friend's side, and friend here is meant by your sheikh, whatever hardship comes to you from your sheikh, it is definitely no hardship, it is kindness and graces. Is sheikh ye hidayat milti hai ke kabhi karam basurat sitam hota hai. In this poem, it is explained that sometimes, what do you say in English? Blessing in disguise. When your sheikh reprimands you, it's a blessing in disguise. Outwardly he's shouting you, outwardly he's ignoring you, he's insulting you, whatever it might be, but it's a blessing in disguise. Karam basurat sitam hota hai. Ghabrana na chahiye. A person should not take effect with this and get worried and that. Murshid ke taraf se islah ke liye jo sakhti ho, usko ayn, meherbani, wa lutf samjhe. When the sheikh, for your islah, whatever he reprimands you, shouts you, tells you, you should never be offended by that. You should in fact become happy with that. And for example, in all the murids, if the sheikh shouts a certain murid, that murid should feel, my sheikh has got personal ta'alluq with me. That's why he's shouting me. Which is explained in one poem further. Hazrat Murshidi Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Damat Barakatum ko ye sher bahut pasand aaya aur taqreer mein bhi parha. Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh liked this poem very much and read it in his bayan also. Wasil haq ho nahi sakta kabhi dha na de tu kibar ka jab tak sanam. Wasil haq ho nahi sakta hai kabhi dha na de tu kibar ka jab tak sanam. Is sheikh say, you can never become joined to Allah Ta'ala. You can never find Allah, be connected to Allah until you don't destroy the idol of pride. Till a person has got pride, he can never become close to Allah. You have to first have humbleness, humility. And the sheikh, when he will humiliate somebody, insult somebody, it is to bring humbleness in that person. When he ignores somebody, it is to bring humbleness in that person. Then only with humbleness can a person become a friend of Allah, become close to Allah. Until pride is in a person, he can Allah declares war on that person who has got pride. Allah Ta'ala says, pride is my sheet, my clothing. And a person who has got pride is like pulling off my clothing. If somebody comes and pull off your clothing, how you feel? A person who has got pride is pride, only Allah is worthy of pride. Nobody else is in any way worthy of pride. Nobody does anything for himself. It is only the tawfiq of Allah. Nobody is what he is by himself. It is only Allah's fazal. Allah made you a hafiz, made you an alim. You making five times namaz with jamaat. It's no achievement of yours. It is Allah's fazal and karam upon you. So what are you proud of? Your neighbor's got a beautiful house and you boasting. It's not your house. You talk about your house, what you talking of your neighbor's house? That they got such a house and you boasting them. Somebody else's, whatever qualities you have got, they are somebody else's. Allah has given them to you. And Allah can take it away immediately. If Allah wants to, He can take away our eyes, He can take our ability of speech, anything. And in this, one great sign of the qudrat of Allah, which we don't see also. That, for example, the eyes. How can the eye see? What is in the eye to see? It's only Allah's command that the eye is seeing. Otherwise the material of the ear, even more. How can the ear hear? If you think of it, this little piece of the little funnel type of thing, how your tongue, how can it speak? How can words come out? It's only Allah's qudrat. And we're using this all the time, but we never ever think of Allah's qudrat and the ni'mat of every ni'mat of Allah. The biggest ni'mat in that ni'mat is to realize, recognize Allah. That it is only by Allah Ta'ala. Whatever discomfort we are having, we're sitting, fans are working, everything. Otherwise, Allah save us, this fan can fall down and kill somebody. But it's giving us comfort, and it's all by the will of Allah Ta'ala only. To remove our pride is very important. Us waqt tak mehboob-e haqeeqi se wasil na hoga. Is sheher se ye hidayat hui ke kibar ka but jab tak tora na jayega. Until we don't destroy, break the idol of pride. us waqt tak mehboob e haqeeqi se wasil na hoga. Until that time, a person will never have reached Allah. He'll never become a friend of Allah. Maybe it's his imagination, khush fahmi, that I'm like this, or he's living in a fool's paradise, that I'm like this, I'm like that. But until that pride is not broken, or mushid, he is but kutur sakta, and it is only the shaykh that can break this pride. لہذا اس کے ہر انداز ستم کو بھی عین کرم سمجھ کر مشکور اور ممنون اور مسرور رہنا چاہیے. Therefore, whatever the shaykh, he tells us, he insults us, whatever he tells us, we must be in thankful to the shaykh. We do not take offense. If we take offense, it is pride in us. And when we are thankful, and fortunate is that person who gets chosen for that. That the shaykh feels that this person is close enough and has got that capacity that I can tell him this. Otherwise, the shaykh also has to consider the person. One murid, one shaykh, khalifa of our shaykh of Bahawalpur, he was there at Hazrat Khanqa, and Hazrat's system is that whenever visiting of his khalifas come, he likes them made bayan. So he said one place they called him for a jalsa, and he told them, I'll see if I can come, let me see if I can manage. They say, if you don't come, we're breaking our bay'at, you have to come. So he said, I told them, just keep on, don't worry, I'll come, don't break your bay'at. So people who are plastic like that, the shaykh has to consider them. How they are, he has to consider them. But when he finds capacity in a person, then he treats that person like that. That person should be more thankful. Like, for example, a father will reprimand his own children. Somebody else do something, he takes it easy with them. But he has got more feeling for his own children, so he reprimands them. He wants to take out the best from them, so they should appreciate it more. Muhammad, you must hear that also. Eh? You're writing it down. Okay. Bhool jayega wo beshak kayf aur kam jis par fanaiyat wa abdiyat ke asrar munkashif ho jate hain. That person will forget all quantity and qualities jis par fanaiyat, on whom who has annihilated himself, who has become a true banda of Allah Ta'ala, when he has become ke asrar munkashif ho jate, when fanaiyat, annihilation, and that total humility in a person, when the secrets of that open on a person, then he doesn't want any more quantity and quality. Praises of people mean nothing to him. All other things, in fact, then that person, once he has realized abdiyat, and you have become a total slave, and Allah declares in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam declares, man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. That person who has got this humility, Allah raises that person. Now he doesn't think much of his ibadat also. He knows that with this fanayat, Allah has given him a position more higher than all his ibadat also. He has reached a very high position. Faida. Kaifiyat wa kammiyat ke tajwizat se najat pa jata hai. Kaifiyat wa kammiyat ke tajwizat se najat pa jata hai. Then this person of all qualities and quantity actions, and the quality in the actions, the amount of actions, and the quality of the actions, that person, now all this rules and regulations about it, he is absolved of it now. Or sarapa rada bil qada or taslim. And now this person becomes 100%, I'm just happy with how Allah keeps me, in whichever way Allah keeps me. And he submits totally to Allah Ta'ala. Or fana tajweez ki daulat se musharraf ho jata hai. And by his annihilating himself, now he is totally in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So that is a great thing, that now the person, material things also, now no more he thinks of a big house, a mansion, motor car, clothing, all the things, these things totally lose value in his eyes. They mean nothing. As a human, the necessity, that's all what he sees. And then even in deen, now to be the main lecturer at a jalsa, this year, that, any big position, all those things, I've got Allah's pleasure. The minute you have reached Allah's pleasure, all other things fall away, and they have no value in your eyes. Till then, a person thinks great of other things. First of all, a person thinks of material things. I must have a beautiful mansion, I must have a car, I must have not one car, how many cars, and all the material things. And then, as far as deen, that he'll very worried of all his position in deen also, his amal. But once you have and the way to reach this way or to Allah Ta'ala is by total annihilation of one person. When he humbles himself, when he's like a nothing whatsoever, in his eyes conviction that I'm a nothing whatsoever. In fact, the reality of this, muraqabah comes, hal mein, tamam musalmanon mein, Abdul Hamid to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. That presently in all the Muslims, and you take your own name, I'm the worst of all. That we don't know which quality that other Muslim, no matter how bad he looks, but he might have such a quality that he's a beloved of Allah Ta'ala. And or ma'al ke atibar se, and as far as the time of passing away, tamam janwaron aur kafiron mein, Abdul Hamid to sabse battar aur kamtar hai. As far as when the time of death, that oh Abdul Hamid, you are worse than the animals and non-believers, kafirs also. How is that? That the animals, there is no going to be Jahannam for them. And if a human being has to go to Jahannam, what is the condition? And the kafir, we don't know, he might bring iman just before he passes away. There are those cases where how many people brought iman just before, and nobody gave us guarantee we're going to die on iman. So how can we boast that kafir can be better with than us? Mirza Jani Jana Rahmatullah Ali, a very great buzurg of Delhi, whenever he should go do the shopping for his house, then a grocer, he used to mock at him and laugh at him and tell him, my goat's beard is better than your beard. He never replied, he kept quiet. The day he passed away and his janazah passed that same way. By karamat Allah made a sound come out from his janazah, and he said to that grocer, today I can tell you, my beard is better than your beard. That is my whole life, I didn't know how I died. If I had to die, na'uzu billah, without iman, then definitely your goat's beard is better than my beard. But today, alhamdulillah, I've got more on iman, I can tell you my beard is better than your goat's beard. So a person, and what a great buzur, but always humbleness. He didn't reprimand that person or anything, just kept quiet, and his own condition, I don't know how my mort will come. So the true lovers of Allah are like that, they have that great worry. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala bless us with these realities. Let it not only be words, but the reality of it come into us, inshallah. This section we are doing of one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there are three signs by which a person will know that he has got the love of Allah ta'ala. One of them is to love a person only for Allah's sake. And that explanation was carrying on. Kisi bande se Allah ke liye muhabbat par, Bukhari Sharif ki hadith se basharat. To have love for somebody, hadith which is in Bukhari Sharif, and the great virtues which are mentioned in them. In this hadith are those seven people who will get the shade of Allah's throne on the day of Qiyamah. And this is seven people who are mentioned in one hadith. Otherwise, ulama have mentioned there are 14 or 15 types of people who will get the shade of Allah's throne on the day of Qiyamah, which are mentioned in other hadith also. It's not only the seven people, these seven are mentioned in one hadith collectively in one place. Who are those seven? We'll just go through them again. Insaf karne wala imam, a leader who does justice. And our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum explains in other places, whoever is in leadership position, whether you're the head of the family, whether you're head in the class, you're the ustad, whether you're the head of an institution, the principal, wherever you are, and you maintain justice between the people under you, you will get this great honor to be in the shade of Allah's throne on the day of Qiyamah. So wherever we are, with all our family members, sometimes something is wrong in the house, and we don't want to take the blame, we blame the wife for it. Whereas we know we ourselves are, we did that, but we blame the wife. Whatever it is, the door wasn't locked at night, it was the head of the family, his duty to check. But now we blame the wife, you didn't lock the door. Or a light was left on. Or a tap was not closed properly. So all that, we can rule with justice there. If it's my fault, accept it, it was my fault. That is justice. But if we blame somebody else for whom that blame is not, then also in the house, with the worker, the helper, something goes wrong, and it's actually our daughter who made a mistake, or the wife, but it's easy to put the blame on that poor helper. in the shop also. My son made a mistake, but I blame the driver. I blame the other worker. It's easy. So whoever maintains justice in all these conditions, you will get Allah's shade, on the shade of Allah's throne on the day of Qiyamah. So everyone, Allah has kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun ar-ra'iyyati. Everyone is a shepherd, has got a flock under him. And if we rule with justice in that, we will get the shade of Allah's throne on the day of Qiyamah. وہ جوان جس نے اپنی جوانی کے عیش و نشاط حق تعالی کی عبادت اور رضا میں قربان کر دیا. That youngster, and how many today, mashallah, look at all the students, youngsters, they have given their youth for Allah's pleasure. Otherwise, the youth of the world today, where are they spending their time? Where are their weekends going? Where are their public holidays going? And these are all the time with Quran Sharif, with Hadith. How fortunate are not these youth that have spent their youth. And according to some ulama, youth is till the age of 40. Till then, after that, a person now, he starts declining. So a person who spends this age of his, from his youth, that what we know as youth, and even till the age of 40, he spends it in the path of Allah. How fortunate are not those ulama who are serving in madrasas, all the time serving deen. 24 hours there all the time engaged in deen. Those who are making imamat, etc., inshallah, they will get the shade of Allah's throne on the day of Qiyamah. وہ آدمی جس کا دل مساجد میں لٹکا رہتا ہے یعنی منتظر رہتا ہے کہ کب نماز کا وقت آوے اور ہم اس کریم کے دربار میں حاضر ہو. Those people whose hearts are attached to the masjid all the time. They go out for their work, they go home, but all when can they go back again? They are just waiting for azan. Then I can go back to the masjid again. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, such people are 24 hours in namaz. Not only in ibadat, the greatest form of ibadat, namaz, they are 24. Their hearts are all the time in namaz. When they sleep again at night, they put the alarm clock. I must get up for fajr. They tell the wife, or if they are a bit weak, tell somebody to phone also that time. And so that whole night of yours, you are waiting for namaz, you are in namaz. It comes clearly in the hadith, a person who is waiting for namaz is in namaz. So wherever now you are going, for example for your work, 10, 11 o'clock, and if you got this fikr of your jamaat namaz also, where will I get my zohar? I make my zohar with jamaat. That person is not only in namaz, he is in jamaat namaz all the time. He is busy shopping, buying things, but his fikr is, I must get my namaz with jamaat. If not with jamaat on his own, he'll be all the time in namaz. But if his fikr is of jamaat, how much more greater? He'll get all the time he's in jamaat namaz. So very fortunate is that person whose heart is attached to the masjid. اور وہ دو آدمی جو آپس میں صرف اللہ کے لیے محبت رکھتے ہو اور ان کا اجتماع اور افتراق محبت حق پر ہو. And those people who love, two people who love one another only for the pleasure of Allah. Their meeting is only for that, their separation is only for that. More detail, the whole detail of that one, in explanation comes. اور وہ آدمی جس کو کسی عورت خوب روح اور صاحب حسب اور نسب نے گناہ کے لیے دعوت دی اور اس نے کہا کہ میں اللہ سے ڈرتا ہوں. That person, that a woman of honor and a woman of position invites him for guna, and he says, I fear Allah. Or wo aadmi jis, and this year, our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says, that perhaps will happen to very, very few, that a woman very beautiful and of high position, and she invites you. That will hardly happen to a person. But all can get the sawab when these beauty of this woman of the street, who doll themselves up, and they also advertising themselves, and they don't want you to interfere with them, but they want, attention. There's another word also? To be admiration. They want to be admired. Now when you don't look at them, and you safeguard your eyes, inshallah you'll get this reward on the day of Qiyamah. Or wherever it is, other haram place where you have to go, where you have no choice, you have to go. Not intentionally you go to wrong places, but where you, unfortunately, world is such, we have to live in this world, and in such places you safeguard your eyes, inshallah it is that woman attracted you, she invited you to at least admire her. If nothing else, she just wanted admiration. Most of the women who dress up, many men get the wrong impression that they want to attract us. Or that's not their main. They just want admiration, recognition that we are in fashion, the latest fashion. We know the best dressing, etc. And you didn't look at all, you'll be also in the sawab, inshallah. اور وہ آدمی جس نے صدقہ اس طرح چھپا کر دیا کہ اس کا بایاں ہاتھ بھی نہیں جانتا کہ داہنے ہاتھ سے کیا خدا کے راہ میں خرچ کیا. And that person who spends in the path of Allah in such a way, secretly, that his left hand also does not know what his right hand gave, that he gave it only for Allah's pleasure. وہ آدمی جو حق تعالیٰ کو تنہائی میں یاد کرے اور اس کے آنکھیں سے آنسو جاری ہو جائے. And that person who remembers Allah in solitude, and then tears flow from his eyes. Either he thinks of his guna or Allah's great ni'mat and how unthankful I am, how disloyal I am. Oh Allah, your ni'mat, and tears come out of his eyes. One little tear, the size of the head of a fly, will put off the fire of Jahannam for him and will give him place under the shade of Allah's throne. Okay? So this old muraqabah also we should make. Think of our gunas and how Allah's favors upon us, and then let the tear come out. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh, we saw his practice also and his teaching. When these tears come out of the eyes, they are very precious. Take them and rub them on your whole face. And so this is 100% immunization, protection from the fire of Jahannam. And when Allah will protect the face, Allah will protect the whole body also. So when you have the good fortune and take out that little time, and it's not difficult to take out the tears and then rub them on your eyes. They are very, very valuable by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Muhabbat lillah or fillah ki tashreeh. Now this fourth point, having love for Allah's sake and in Allah. What is the meaning, the explanation? Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayh, Sharh Bukhari Sharif mein farmate hain, کہ حدیث مذکور کا چوتھا جز, the حافظ ابن حجر اسقلانی, who is a great renowned and acknowledged commentator of Bukhari Sharif, he writes that this fourth point that has come in this hadith, محبت فی اللہ وللہ, اور اس پر اجتماع اور افتراق سے کیا مراد ہے. What is the meaning of having love in Allah for Allah? To meet in that love and to separate in that love. What is the meaning? We mustn't put our own meanings. These are the people whom Allah has blessed with the proper understanding of deen. And it is only wise that we follow such people. One person was walking a road and he came to the crossroads. Now he didn't know, must he go carry on straight? Must he turn right or must he turn left? And then he was now confused standing there. He saw two people there by the side. One was sleeping and one was awake. So who must he ask the direction? The one who's sleeping or the one who's awake? The one who's awake also doesn't know. That's why he's sitting by the person who's sleeping. That when he will wake up, then he will give me directions. So like that, we don't know the road. Ask those people who know the road. These great ulama, they know the road. Ask them. Otherwise, we will ask the wrong person and will give us the wrong direction. محبت آپس میں, there is the explanation now, اے اشتراک فی جنس المحبت وحب كل واحد منهما الآخر حقیقتا لا اظہارا فقط. محبت آپس میں ایک دوسرے سے صرف اللہ کے لیے حقیقت میں ہو, صرف اظہار کے لیے نہ ہو. That this love for Allah Ta'ala must be in reality. Very, very fortunate are those people who in their heart they are blessed with the love of somebody. That is, whether it's your shaykh, whether it is anyone, but for Allah's sake. That is a deeni muhabbat. You love somebody only for Allah's sake. And this year, Hafiz ibn Hajar has made it clear, it mustn't be just outward, but it must be in the heart. Very, very, and everyone knows what is in his heart. Those who find this love in their heart, they must make lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. It mustn't be just a show. That for example, we come to the majlis just to show face, etc. But that love be in the heart. Or ek riwayat mein hai ke, and in one narration it has come that do aadmiyon ne kaha. This is also one explanation. That two people said, one said to the other, main tujhse Allah ke liye muhabbat rakhta hoon, I love you for Allah. انی احبک فی اللہ, اور پھر اسی محبت پر ایک دوسرے سے واپس ہوئے. And that other person also said this, and they met on this love of Allah. They told, I love you for Allah's sake. That person said, وَأَنَا أُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ, I love you also for Allah's sake. And they separated on that. This, they will be also included in that. They'll get the shade of Allah's throne on the day of Qiyamah. اجتمعَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَى عَلَيْهِ, اے عَلَى حُبِّ الْمَذْكُورِ. یعنی یہ اجتماع اور افتراق اسی محبت للہ پر ہوا. That person feels that love for that person, and he came together for that love, and they separated for that love. There is one easy way which each one of us can acquire, and a person who finds that the love of Allah, when Allah loves a person, Allah guides a sheikh to that person, and then he will teach him the love of Allah Ta'ala. So that sheikh will be the means of the love of Allah Ta'ala. So your love for the sheikh will be this for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Very fortunate are those who are blessed with this. اور مراد یہ ہے کہ یہ دونوں اس محبت دینیہ پر ہمیشہ قائم رہے. That these two always in the love of deen, they remain. اور اس تعلق اور محبت للہ کو دنیاوی تکالیف اور دنیای حقیر کے خاطر سے قطع نہ کرے. And this great love which is for Allah's sake, it should not be cut off for discomforts of this dunya or for dunya's sake. How many times monetary things, just a few rands this way, that way, and people, parents with their children, brothers with sisters, whole life they don't speak to one another just because of this few small little things, a few rands this side or that side. Or they didn't invite us to their function, or they didn't come to our function. This love of Allah is far beyond that. These small little things cannot have any effect on that. They understand. And alhamdulillah, this type of love in the world today is increasing greatly, where people understand that you couldn't come, you didn't phone or anything, but that love is still between them. They fight with one another on dini points, or for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. That you are holding this view, and in my opinion, this view of yours is wrong. And that person gives his explanation. You are arguing, you are debating. Why all that? Also for Allah's love. So this is a very, very great thing. خواہ یہ اجتماع ظاہری طور پر ہو کہ ایک جگہ رہتے ہو. Whether this getting together and loving one another, it is outwardly, and you meet with one another. Like we are here. How many of us, we can manage to come, but there are so many people very far, it's out of the question for them to come. Those are also included. یا دور قیام رکھتے ہو مگر دل سے قریب ہو. They are living very far, but from their hearts they are very close. You are close in your hearts. You may be in another continent, you may be very, very far, but your hearts are connected with one another for the love of Allah Ta'ala. یہاں تک کہ ان دونوں کو موت ہی جدا کر دے. Only موت can separate them. Otherwise they love for one another is so great, nothing can separate them of this dunya. یعنی آخری سانس تک اس پاک محبت کو قائم رکھتے ہوئے اپنی اپنی قبروں میں سو گئے. That is till the last breath they loved one another only for Allah, and till that last breath they remained firm on that. سعدی, شیخ سعدی شیرازی رحمت اللہ علیہ says, سعدی کی آنکھیں اور دل تیرے ہمراہ ہے. That he says himself, سعدی me, my eyes and my heart are with you all the time. The person who is loving, his شیخ, who is loving for Allah. تاکہ تو یہ نہ سمجھے کہ میں تنہا جا رہا ہوں. That you don't think that I'm going alone. You are with me all the time. Wherever I am, such people are fortunate. They go to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. They also, they are together. And they remember their people. They're making tawaf on their behalf. They're giving salam on their behalf. This is that muhabbat that they are doing all this. And this muhabbat is a very great thing, for which clear hadith of Bukhari Sharif, you'll get the shade of Allah's throne on the day of Qiyamah. We should make lot of qadr for this muhabbat which Allah has given and that we have for one another. How many people will phone from Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif? Why are they phoning? They got muhabbat. Hey, no other, they're not asking for money. They're not asking for anything. Just for this muhabbat they're phoning. And then, what is this muhabbat? Make dua for me, you are at that park place. You remembered me in that park place. So there is a very, very great gift. And there is a very easy way that a person will have no immigration on the day of Qiyamah. No questioning of iman or anything. No customs of amal. Straight away he'll go under the arsh of Allah. And he'll be sitting in the VIP room and enjoying there just for this love of one another, purely for Allah's sake. Matlab ye hai ki agar jism dur ho, to dil se qareeb hona kaafi hai. If the bodies are far, then your hearts are close to one another. And today, with telephone, etc., email, all this, you can be still close. Like it comes clearly in the hadith, وَجَبَتْ مُحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيَّ. Allah says, my muhabbat has become wajib, has become compulsory for those people who love one another for my sake. So very fortunate are those who love one another for Allah's sake. Allah says, my muhabbat, my love has become, I have to love that person. He loves somebody for my sake. Now I love that person now. And then not only that muhabbat, our Shaykh says, love is in the heart. But now you prove that love and you go to the next stage. Walil mutajalisina fiya. Those people who come in majlis, who sit together for my sake. That in your majlis you come and only for Allah's sake, for no other reason, only for Allah's sake. And very fortunate are those people who come solely for Allah's pleasure. Some people, some other thing, like for example, students are studying here, that niyat gets a bit, that I'm bringing some goods for the food for the student. I'm bringing this for them. But one, there are those people who are coming, nothing whatsoever. Not to give any message, not to give any parcel, nothing. That is very high. And those also who are coming, For example, the students are here, you're bringing their food parcels, but your niyat is to come only for the majlis. That is by the way. And the proof is that even if the students are not there, you're still carrying on. And they are there, they're studying, you bring. But those who come, who have got no other objective, nothing, only to come, how great is not that? So if the bodies are far, to deal se qareeb hona chahiye, or agar qurb, acha, that hadith, walil mutajalisina fiya, those who sit together in a majlis, for Allah says, my muhabbat becomes wajib. I love those people who come to the majlis for Allah's muhabbat. Walil mutazawirina fiya, those who make ziyarat for my sake. And ziyarat means to come and go. That not you come to the Shaykh and now 24 hours you with him. He's got his private life also. He's got all his personal needs also. Now you just with him, stuck with him. Now, and you yourself got other needs. You're not seeing to your wife. You're not seeing to your family. No, you come and go. This is this love. Just see how fair it is. Any person who studies hadith can just see what a noble person Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was beyond human capacity. It was only Allah that everything could be thought of like that. Otherwise we talk, we make mistakes, we think of one thing, we left out another thing, but it is only Allah's command. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everything, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَى. It was all wahi from Allah Ta'ala. And a fourth way of getting this great love of Allah Ta'ala, walil mutabadhilina fiya. Those who spend money also for one another, you give hadiah, you give tuhfa, and that is a great means of creating love. Whoever you give some tuhfa to, and that person loves you. Automatically that love increases. So there is also one great thing that a person, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, anhu was asked that what are the three things that you love most? He said, "An-nadhru ila wajhi," to just see your face on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wal julusu bayna yadayk, and to be sitting in front of you. And wa infaqu mali alayk, and to spend my money on you, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is also a great thing. Many people, we make this, our understanding stops at a certain place. We spend, for example, on a madrasa. We spend on for whatever else it is, masjid, madrasa. But the people who are running it, like these collectors who come, many people got complained, the money you giving them, they use that, they make calculations. For their boarding is so much, for their transport is so much. So give them the money. You give them for their transport, you give them for their boarding, you give them place in your house, they won't use that money then. Then all your money will go in the madrasa. They're not farishtas, they are human beings. They have to live. How are they going to live? Many times, We don't think of the person who is doing the work. He also has to love. For example, our Sheikh Ahmed Barakatum gives a very nice example. It's not coming to mind, but those that are serving the deen, spend on them also. Not only on the madrasa itself, on the masjid, but those who are serving on the deen, for deen, they also are human beings, they also have got needs. And that is, you'll get the love of Allah if you'll spend. For masjid, the sawab is separate. For madrasa, the sawab is separate. But to spend on that person, that is separate. Today, if we spend on our ulama, they won't have to take in salaries. They will be free of it. But we don't. They must teach our children, we'll pay the fees. But for him himself, that we don't think about that. That is also a very important aspect. And walil mutabadilina fiyya, those who spend, give hadiyah for to one another, Allah's love becomes compulsory for those people also. مطلب یہ ہے کہ اگر جسم دور ہو تو دل سے قریب ہونا کافی ہے, اور اگر قرب حسی ہو اور دل نہ ملے تو یہ ملنا نہیں. And if you are close but you meet physically but your hearts are not meeting, then there is no meeting also. This very beautifully Hazrat has explained, آدمی سے ملتا ہے دل مگر کم کسی سے ملتا ہے. A person meets thousands of people. You go to a shop, a mall, how many people you pass? You see them all, they see you, you are passing one another, but your heart is not attached. Very few it is your heart where it gets attached. Very fortunate are those for Allah's sake where their heart gets attached. And our Shaykh has said a beautiful poem in this also. Ankh se ankh mili, eyes met with eyes. We see one another, our eyes meet. Dil se magar dil na mila, but our hearts didn't meet. Very fortunate are those people whose hearts meet. That is the most important thing. عمر بھر ناو پر بیٹھے, your whole life you sat on your canoe, on your little boat, on your ship, مگر ساحل نہ ملا. And your whole life you were there, but you didn't get your shore. That means your whole life, you come, you stay with your sheikh, you come in his majlis, but your hearts didn't meet. And when the hearts meet, everyone feels. The sheikh can feel that so-and-so's heart is meeting with him. The murid can feel, my sheikh's heart is with me. And Allah makes it like that, you feel that it's a natural thing. بعض لوگ عمر بھی شیخ کے پاس رہتے ہیں مگر مناسبت باطنی نہ ہونے سے نفع تام نہیں ہوتا. Some people their whole lives they stay with their sheikh but they haven't got that مناسبت, that
congeniality.
I also don't understand congeniality. That compatibility. They don't understand, they don't have that compatibility. They get benefit but not the full benefit. But those that you have that مناسبت, your mizaj is the same, your wavelength is the same, your thinking is the same, your hearts meet with one another, very, very fortunate. And that can easily be seen when you meet with somebody from his facial expressions, how you meet, etc. It can be seen where that contact is. Very fortunate are those people, and they get very, very great position by Allah Ta'ala. Afsos ke baaz log dunya ke haseeno se muhabbat karna jaante. The Hazrat say, afsos, what a pity that there are so many people who know how to make love with the filthy woman of the street, with the naked, dirty, filthy woman of the street, that they know how to make love with them. Lekin Allah wale, jinke rooh aftab aur mahtab se ziyada haseen aur roshan hai, but Allah wala, whose rooh is more beautiful than the sun and the moon also, unki muhabbat karna nahi chante. They don't know how to make muhabbat with them. With other people, they know how to make muhabbat, and they'll spend money also there on them. But with their own sheikh, they don't get that tawfiq. حالانکہ در اصل یہی حضرات محبت کے قابل ہے. However, it is these people who are really worthy of love. That love be shown to such people. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with this reality. And this is when a person will get the full benefit of this beautiful path, and when he feels it in his heart, he will understand it for himself. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with this reality, inshaAllah. You may call the announcement. No, later. From next Tuesday, Isha namaz will be at quarter past 8, Jamaat, Azan at 8 o'clock. Should we change the time of our majlis to after Isha, or must we leave it to after the Ijtima? Then Isha will be at 8 o'clock. By then, I think. Yeah, Isha will be 8 o'clock.
then we'll start round about 25 past, half past 8 to half past 9. Must we leave it for 2 weeks or must we change it from next week? Jee. 2 weeks. Other brothers, you people who have to come from outside, you know your condition, whether you can manage it here by Maghrib or not. And Maghrib is going to go early also all the time. Somebody else, one more person from outside, give them right. For Azadville people, it's no problem. Shaheen, after Isha. So two people say after 2 weeks, Shaheen feels from next week after Isha. One more person. Hide, Ajay. Leave it for 2 weeks. Okay, we'll leave it for 2 weeks, inshallah. And then, inshallah, Thursday, we're going on Safar to Eastern Transvaal. Whoever wishes to join, please let us know. And ladies can also join with their mahrams, inshallah.
Inshallah, next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Yomul Khamis, Yomul Jumu'ah, Yomul Sabt, and Yomul Ahad. That is the 4th, 5th, 6th and 7th of Jumad al-Ula. Inshallah will be the Islahi Jalsa taking place in Pakistan. So inshallah, we humbly request all the brothers inshallah to try to avail themselves to participate in the Jalsa.
And if we can't be there physically with our hearts, we must be there.
As it said, if we cannot be there physically, at least with our hearts, with our du'as. And inshallah, those who have made intention to go, they should please inform the Khanka by either means of email, etc., that what time their flight, the details of the flight, flight number, and the time they will be landing there also, so that arrangements can be made there in Pakistan also, inshallah. And then inshallah, the following month, on the 4th, 5th and 6th of Jumad al-Ukhra, that is the 27th, 28th and 29th of April, inshallah, that from Yawm al-Jumu'ah to Yawm al-Ahad, from Friday at Jumu'ah time till Sunday, Zuhar time, inshallah, will be our Islahi Jalsa taking place here. Inshallah, we humbly request also the brothers all to come, inshallah, for the weekend. And as we have mentioned before, inshallah, we have appointed certain brothers in different areas. So we humbly request them, inshallah, to come forward with the numbers coming from their areas. And inshallah, we have sent the posters out already. So if there are any areas which have not got the posters as yet, inshallah, you should inform us, inshallah, we will give them the posters physically. And we also request for du'as for them, inshallah.
And every brother in his masjid, make tashkil for brothers to come and then let us know so that it makes it easier to make the arrangements, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Salatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidina Anbiya wal Mursaleen wa Ashabi Ajma'in. ربنا ربنا السنة وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين اللهم تنفسي فقط اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فعلا اللهم باعد بيننا بين أغطيانا كما بعدت بين المشهد اللهم ارحم ترك المعاصي اللهم ارحم ترك المعاصي اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم أعيني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إن نسألك خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاد منه نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك بلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك الحمد لله رب العالمين.